This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Fin Health here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And in the studio lounge, we have Erica Taylor from the Golden One Credit Union. How are you, Erica?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I just love the name of your credit union. Who doesn't?
I mean, Golden thank One. You. Are you pretty? I do too, yes.
How many positive connotations can you get from
right,
that?
Right.
So good stuff. So I'm asking everybody who comes in the studio lounge, the first question is like, how's the show going? Any takeaways or any highlights or anything you want to share?
You know, it is phenomenal. It's a great gathering. This is only my second time attending this conference.
Okay.
And it's phenomenal. It's, you know, just learning what our compatriots in the industry are doing to uplift, getting the ideas, focusing on employees, focusing on their members,
yeah.
and then the communities at large.
Yep.
I am so proud to be in this industry because we are poised to really create an impact that is going to make people's lives better financially and all around.
Yeah, changing lives for sure. When you get down to the core of it, changing lives.
Yes.
For sure. And no more is that important at this conference for obvious reasons. So, because, I mean, you just talk to anybody and they're like, oh my God, we're doing this, that, and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful to see. So any takeaways so far? Anything you want to share from this one? Or
I do like the concept of helping communities, assisting people with their most basic financial needs, helping the underserved, uplifting people who need uplifting, is not a program, is not an initiative,
mm-hmm.
it is strategy.
Yeah.
It is what we were put on this earth to do.
Right.
And I really like that, and I feel like Golden One, we have made that transformation. We are really enterprise-wide, focusing on uplifting people who need a partner,
yeah.
who need a partner. I'm proud of that.
Well, isn't that what you have to do, though, in order to fulfill a goal like that? Is everyone has to be all in? It has to be total alignment?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
It really isn't. And it's not because people don't want to. It's because they're working very hard every day to do what they need to accomplish.
Yeah.
So getting the entire team, the entire credit union, to focus on our mission, our purpose,
mm-hmm.
Has been, you know, not easy, but also easy because, as you know, credit union employees are some of the most wonderful people on the planet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They are in it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And at Golden One, I'm proud to say, you know, all pistons are firing. Everybody is ready to go.
We like that.
And it's really a great feeling.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. Well, we like the positive stuff here for sure. So you want to talk about place-based investment,
yeah.
a wellness roadmap developed by community.
So
give me the 411 here, Eric.
Absolutely.
I'm very curious
here. I'm very proud to speak today, this afternoon. I'll be speaking on an investment that Golden One designed with the community. So we wanted to help bridge the social equity gap, the financial equity gap. African Americans are more disproportionately born into poverty,
mm-hmm.
and it is very difficult to get out of that cycle of poverty.
Yeah.
And so when we took a look at that, we were inspired by the idea of this hyper-local place-based investment.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a community in Sacramento, mm-hmm. where we were founded in 1933, that is kind of an example of what happens to communities when they're not invested in, when they are ignored in the economic prosperity plans that, you know, go on in cities, cut off by freeway construction. I mean, kind of all of the cliches that happen to communities kind of happened here. So we focused on this community, but we started with the known entities that we knew there, different nonprofits who had been doing the work to uplift our neighbors there for years. We asked them to nominate people to a community advisory committee. So these were community members who were faith-based leaders, young people, just business owners, right? People that were the leaders in this community, and then those that wanted to do the work and had a voice, had a perspective. We partnered with an organization called Pop Change out of Los Angeles that does this facilitated kind of work.
Okay.
And we put them to work. We paid them for their time. We had 5 sessions, and they gave us a roadmap on what their community needs.
Okay.
And they gave us They gave us ideas on how Golden One can invest in what they needed, how we could influence what they needed, mm-hmm. and what we could do as a business to help their community. And the things that they came up with were everything from a safe place to have a kid's birthday party, or a place to get eyeglasses. Also, a financial institution, right? That was something we probably could help with.
We can help you there.
So we took that plan and we went back to the four core nonprofits and asked, how can you plug in? What are you doing?
Right.
Funded them to do a lot of that work. And I'm proud to say, at the end of last year, we opened up a financial resource center in the community.
Okay.
The first financial institution they've had there in quite some time, mm-hmm. other than ATMs, and it's the check cashing places are just prolific there.
Oh my gosh, no doubt.
But really still working to build trust in that community and working, you know, we can't do everything we can do for you unless you join us, unless you become a member.
Yeah.
And building that trust is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still on that path. It is successful. The next iteration is we have some elected officials that are very interested in the work and they want to see this community thrive, gathering the support of other businesses that they need, like a grocery store,
mm-hmm.
jobs,
mm-hmm.
All of our health systems
mm-hmm.
in the Sacramento region, really coming together to make this community the best it can be, to fully realize its potential. So I'm going to be sharing some of that today.
Oh my gosh,
and
that's tremendous.
It's been phenomenal work, and I just love that we did not prescribe what the community needed. And I think a lot of funders do that. They say, here's $1 million, go solve X.
Right.
And we said, wait, let's start with you. What do you want to see in this community? And I'm very proud of that.
I think it's the right way. That's the more efficient way of doing it.
Agreed.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So how long or how far in the process are you? When did this start?
So it started around 2020.
Okay.
And we just opened the Financial Resource Center. Our commitment was 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
But we realized transformative catalytic change is not going to happen in a prescribed amount of time.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't happen overnight.
It really doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so trying to ensure that we are there to see this through is something that we're working on. So we're in it to win it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So, and the goal is obviously lifting up the community, right?
Absolutely.
So, and making, you know, economics is such a...
Yep.
Is the foundation for a lot of this.
It really is.
Yeah.
And when we looked at this community, it was one of the most impoverished in the Sacramento region,
mm-hmm.
lowest educational attainment rates,
mm-hmm.
just all of the kind of things that don't add up to financial health
or
financial happiness, right?
Yeah.
That's another thing from this concert that I really loved.
Yeah.
It is. It's just about happiness. It's not about being Jeff Bezos wealthy. It's about just being happy. And we have the ability to help people do that. It's so powerful.
You're in the business of happiness.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's one I'm taking home too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Anyway, so making sure that this community can fully achieve its potential, right? The youth there are so wonderful and dynamic, and they're going to change the world. And just helping them get there, the business owners in the community have been working so hard for so many years to provide for their families and be a good example and lead,
mm-hmm.
helping them get there. It's really phenomenal.
I'm sure you've talked to folks there that have joined the credit union or gone to the financial resource center and go, what brought you here? What changed in your mind that brought you here? I would be fascinated to hear that story. What got you out of that payday, that vicious payday cycle, you know, that's so hard to get out of? I would love to hear those stories.
Right.
Oh my God.
I think once we have established the trust mm-hmm. in the community, and really our team there has been doing a phenomenal job of doing that. Going out to community events, going to schools, going to congregations, just to meet people, just to have a relationship,
simple.
Right? And form those relationships so they know that they can come in. Because often when you talk about financial challenges, it's private. It's not, there are some things that, you know, are painful.
Yeah, it's
right?
not an easy conversation.
It's really not.
Yeah.
And so you have to have that relationship with someone who you trust
is
going to do right by you,
mm-hmm.
do everything they can to get you where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a slow process, but once we're able to build that trust and people are able to come in and experience whatever, whether it's a workshop or one-on-one coaching or opening up their first checking account, getting a car. We just did a first home loan in the community, you know, just helping people that way. We're hopeful that more stories of, you know, just thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
No one or few have paid this much attention to our community, right? So there's gratitude there, but it's not easy to build trust with people, but we're hoping, word of mouth, and once you get there, we can...
Oh my, it's going to be a snowball.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's going to be the story.
Yes.
Once that gets done, I'm gonna hold you to that, because
right.
I'm really, I mean, I, you, your session this afternoon is going to be, I'm hoping it's a standing room only, because this is powerful stuff what you guys
stuff.
Are doing, because
really
obviously
is.
There's a lot of effort on your part,
mm-hmm.
but nothing worthwhile is, easy.
Correct.
So, oh my gosh,
yeah.
so cool. Give me goosebumps, Erica. Well done. Oh my gosh.
I love it. Awesome.
Well, I love stories like this, where an institution like this, like Golden One, is you're taking all these resources, you're getting all these people together,
right.
you're putting forth all this effort, and you're lifting up, literally you're lifting up an entire community.
Yeah.
And when that happens, everything else around it is going to lift up as well. It's going
right.
to be this really cool ripple effect. Yeah,
we're hopeful.
Oh my gosh, Erica, thank you so much
Absolutely.
For coming by. Anything else to add before I let you go get some lunch before I take it away?
Thank you for the time. I love, talking about our work. I'm the luckiest person on the planet being able to get to do this work. So I love telling people about it.
Right
I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you came in here and told us about it. So good stuff. All right, Erica. Well, let's keep in touch.
Absolutely.
And I would love to do a follow-up when you guys are ready. So good stuff.
Sounds
All right, Erica.
Good.
Thank you so much. Well
thank
done.
You.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.